And then there were new things that I got to know. Parts of puzzles that I didn't realize I had in my head that I needed to have pieces for. Very interesting things. I hope I get, don't leave anything out. But anyway,
ready.
I thought I'd read this verse. It's one of, I highlighted it, and I think it's one of the first verses that in my first ever Bible. I used to underline in ink, and people would be shocked because I was underlining in ink. And it took a while before, I was, in my youth, I was a trendsetter. I didn't know any better. I still underline and highlight things. But I really like Psalms. Psalms grabbed me when I was 17. And this is one of the verses that I remember underlining, so I highlighted it. Here it says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Right.
Psalm which?
That's Psalm 27:13. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
I love that verse.
I didn't quite understand what losing heart was, but I could understand seeing God working among real people.
Right.
That's it. And I knew that David had written this stuff. That's it. So he, amongst all his troubles, he was a man who knew that God was working, and he just had to pay attention.
Right.
Pay attention. And so we're going to learn about paying attention today a little bit. And I have paid attention to some things that I had never really paid attention to before and didn't even know I was paying attention to them. You can see things. Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
And,
Mr. Garcia.
And this is Be Still. And I was just thinking, be still. It's a very simple concept. It's not. That's your phone. I turned mine off. So, I am Lord, I am God, and those are two different I ams, two different Lord and God. So we're going to look at what it is to be still and know. And I hope, well, let's see. A song. This is an older song, but I like this song.
Be still and know that he is one.
Being still, but I learned more things about being still mm-hmm. and doing this thing. So, there we go. And I'm not going to hit that be still verse until later. I'm going to start somewhere else with another be still. It says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. We get caught up in circumstances.
Yeah, right.
And this be still is a different word than the next be still. This one, I had to write this down because it said grow dumb.
Grow dumb.
To dumb. Make yourself not talk.
Oh,
so that was
so
over my head.
In reality, what David was saying is shut up and be patient. Shut up. Be still is sometimes get yourself out of the way.
Right.
Sure.
Don't get yourself out of the way. But he says, be still and the Lord. Shut up before God. The Lord is in charge. Just get out of the way. And be patient and wait for him. Mm. That's being still. The Lord here is Yahweh. That's why all this conversation going on, I said, ooh, the Lord is stirring things up for me. And I was just so tempted to get involved in all these conversations. I said, keep your mouth shut. Shut up. Be still. Be still. In the old days, dads would say, be still. And they would say, shut up. Be still. And so we have to put the brakes on. God does not shut us up. He tells us, don't talk. And just wait, and don't worry about all the circumstances. God is here. Don't worry. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers. Don't worry about that guy. We want to worry about that guy. We think we have to worry about that guy. But God says, get out of my way. I'm here. And that's part of waiting on God, is that we're not waiting to learn stuff. We're just waiting for him to act. And we learn through what he does.
Yeah.
We learn about him through what he does. That's why the verse that I read in Psalms is that, you know, I'm not going to worry because I'm going to, you know, I'm going to wait for him to work in the world. I'm going to see him. I'm going to watch. I'm going to wait. Be still before the Lord and wait.
Yeah.
And wait. That's takes self-control. He expects us to have some control over who we are. He's not going to do all the work. He can do all the work. But he's not going to do all the work. We have to be still. We have to be still. So we have this Yahweh person. You know, the first person ever to know about Yahweh was Moses. In Genesis, nobody understands anything about Yahweh. the only note Elohim, which is coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is coming.
Yes.
And so let's get to Elohim, because that's a different beast still. This is the song. And if you listen to the lyrics of the song, he was talking about Elohim, the Father, that all the pieces. Yahweh is I am, period. I am. But Elohim is the beginning of expressing the pieces that God has. Because we have all these names in the Old Testament of who he is, you know, the healer, the physician, all these things. But that's just descriptors of who he is. Yahweh is Elohim. So here we have, be still and know that I am God. And this God is lowercase. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still. And it just means relax. It's like sinking into a soft favorite chair and relaxing and spending time with the Creator. Because this God is Elohim in this verse. Elohim. From everything, the all-powerful, to the person who created the whole thing, that made everything. When we get to know him, we have to know who he is and what he's done. Not just that he's everything. Moses knew something about Elohim before he met Yahweh. But they're the same person. Elohim is a plural word. It means gods.
Yes.
But it doesn't really mean gods when the Lord is talking about himself. It's like the plural of majesty. We are here. God, Son, Holy Spirit. All of them are there. Because the Spirit was hovering and God the Father is doing stuff. But Jesus is there because it says so.
Yes.
It says so later on. So I got to jump to John. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Mm-hmm. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Elohim. You got to have the whole package for creation. Every piece of God has to be involved in that. Mm-hmm. All those, I mean, the words that I even use don't quite express it the right way. But his completeness has to be involved in what's happening, because he speaks and that becomes reality. I think when I was in Biola, the emphasis was on, you know, he made something out of nothing. And I've come to believe that he didn't make something out of nothing. He spoke, and his word became reality. His breath. He breathed out, and that became a living man. Go
ahead.
She was just witnessing.
The other verse that said, become dumb.
Yes.
Like, we're made in his image.
We're imagers.
And when he speaks, it becomes reality. I think sometimes he tells us, be quiet, because when we speak, it can start to create a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we're not partnering with his perspective.
We're speaking the wrong things.
Right. Ooh.
You're speaking the wrong things. Let's see.
So you know the verse in the Bible where, or I don't know, was it Moses? No, it wasn't Moses. So when they told Jesus to be quiet, he said, "If and remember that he refers to the rocks."
Mm-hmm.
I feel that way right now. I really did. I'm really learning right now. So it's awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just those words are becoming like music, kind of like.
Yeah,
yeah.
To me,
but
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
This is, you know, all things are made, and everything, even the things that cause us problems, are made.
Yeah.
So why do we have problems with what he has made? Have we not recognized his word as we're going through our day? Do we not understand that this is made so I should be excited?
Jesus.
I should be thankful. That's why it's this, in everything give thanks. But I can't give thanks for that because you perceive it as a negative, but God has created it to be a positive.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
We have to see, what does his word really say
about
this thing?
Right.
To be still and know him is to spend some time relaxing and kind of understanding there is a lot more here than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. To know him is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And we don't spend enough time knowing.
Right.
We do a lot of time assuming things. Mm-hmm. We guess. We think we're brilliant, so we just expound. But we don't wait and relax. In the beginning, God is there. We need to sit back and say, okay, how does this really work itself out? There are people that reject it because it doesn't fit how they think the world should be.
Yeah.
So God is wrong. Mm. Or that wasn't really God. Mm-hmm. But that's because God has a plan for the world that's good. And sometimes what he's calling good, we don't call good.
Yeah.
And what he calls bad or evil, we don't call bad or evil.
Right.
We are confused. Mm-hmm. And we live in a confused world.
Yeah.
And it's hard sometimes to say, but that's hard to do. Well, yeah. And on the other hand, there were times that you see David saying, you know what? That Goliath is a bad dude. I can take care of him. God showed me how to kill a lion, showed me how to kill a bear. You know, I can do that. He has no right to do that. He's saying things that he has no business saying. And I have the business of making sure that God is honored. Do we have the business of having God honored? Are we still enough to know that we need to honor God in everything that we do and say? Including telling other people you don't have the right to say that. They think they do. And they think that we don't have a right to speak. But we do, because we are in God.
We are the heirs.
Yes, we are the heirs. Or, I am lives in me, and therefore I can speak like I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good one.
I can speak like I am. That was very good this morning. Made me think a little bit. It's good to think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Sometimes it's dangerous.
As long as they can be still when they're thinking, get out of the way.
Yeah. But I have another song that's kind of long, but part of it is that it's really a good song to listen to, and I really like the song.
There you go.
And we're going to listen to the song. It's this one rendition is done by Hillsong, and I hope it plays. Anyway, and so you speak. Mm. Come on. Oh, that was silly. You may not be playing. Nope. Ah, there you go. Let's try again. It's supposed to work. It's really frustrating when something doesn't.
When do you figure it out?
Okay. That's skipping too far. Here we go. Okay. What was working until now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have some of the words, like the gist of it?
No.
Can't you play it on your phone or something? Or what? Yeah, you can.
I could do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
You can sit in your
PowerPoint.
I'd have to get out of. Wait a minute. It's popping up now. Oh, it went away. It's just, it's having a hard time getting itself together. Well, if not, I'm going to hit it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come to my phone.
Yeah.
Make sure I have the body on. And where do I have it?
Because I'm taking it.
It's in there. It's in there. Hopefully. No, it's not there either. That's frustrating.
What did it? Oh, I saw the thing over there. Looked like it muted.
Is it in the
there
direct?
Was a thing and it started muted?
No.
Is it in the directory?
Was that doing like in the middle of the words?
No.
Is it in the directory of your PowerPoint?
Oh.
It might be. I'm going to
escape
depart for a little while and come back to this. And
what is the name of the Hillsong song?
I think it's called As You Speak. But in my, where is it?
Okay. I've got it here if you want to use this.
Yeah, I want to hear
it. It's, I will get it in here. It'll be in YouTube. I'm pretty sure it's in YouTube.
You want Eric just to play it?
He's got it.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay. That's good.
Good one, Eric.
Oh, I know the song.
Yes.
It was a great song.
There at the start for the beginning of time. With no point of reference, he spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. And as you speak, a 100 billion galaxies are born. In the vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stars were made to worship some moonlight, I can see your heart.
So yeah. created the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak, a 100 billion things disappear. We lost your life so I can find it.
Okay. I thought that covered a lot of stuff in that one song. 100 billion stars, 100 billion sins. A lot of stuff. But it's worth being still and knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Being still. But some other things that we have to remember also, that we can be still and know him, but he is still to let us know. He is still to let us know. Forever, O Lord Yahweh, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. It's firmly fixed. And we just guaranteed. We have a godly guarantee that it's there. It's like the heavens declare the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
His word is firmly fixed in the heavens. We can see him because he left evidence for us to know. I can sit on my patio, listen to my waterfall,
mm-hmm.
and I can look at stars. I can look at the trees I have growing and the plants I have growing. My Spanish violet is so pretty right now. And it's just terrific to be out there. I like working, cleaning it up, helping God weed. It's amazing stuff. But that garden helps me talk to people. Helps me share. Well, how do you know that? Because you know, my father taught me some stuff. My father taught me some stuff.
Right.
And I can share it with people that are supposed to know more than me. It gives you a, the creation gives us a non-biblical, non-Bible connection. A truth that is here, but it's there. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Night and day comes all the time. 365 days a year, you have night and day. Have opportunities forever. Just another one that he says, it's there. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He has not changed. Genesis 1:1, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation, he's there. And in between, today, he's there.
Right.
He's the same.
Mm-hmm.
He is the same. He is firmly fixed, just like the heavens. He's firmly fixed. We can be still and know whether you have to shut up to know, mm-hmm. or you have to sit in the couch and just get to relax and know. Mm-hmm. You get to know. You get to know. And why do we get to know? There are two examples of why we get to know. And I thought this was pretty exciting. In Genesis, Joseph talks to his brothers and says, "And God sent me before you to preserve you a remnant on the earth, to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and ruler over." God is running your life if you let him run it. It's not just that the heavens declare, it's not just, but your life should declare. Everybody who knew Joseph apart from his brothers, they knew. You know, Potiphar said, "This guy's special." He didn't kill him when his wife yelled. He just put him in another place. And he became in charge of that place, in prison. And then he became in charge, except for Pharaoh's authority, for all of Egypt.
Right.
And he says, "You guys are not a problem. God put me here. God's put you someplace so that you can be still and know and then share what you know. Do what you know. Live what you know."
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't even know. Joseph kind of, but it takes somebody else to tell us that this is. So I also thought Esther. She didn't know, but Mordecai knew. "For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to this kingdom for such a time as this." We don't always know God's plan for us exactly. Mm-hmm. But there are people who say, you know, you need to be careful and you need to do things because you might miss the boat and somebody else will get to do it. And it was your job to, and you could be the cool person. How do you know that you have not been picked for this? We have been chosen. There's a TV show called The Chosen. But we are the chosen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
What are we chosen for? We don't always know. Esther didn't always know. Mm-hmm. In fact, she didn't know she was Jewish. Exactly. Until some things happened that made it clear. But Mordecai knew. Pretty interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. Be still. Whether it's comfortable still or shut up still, you still have to be still to know. We have Yahweh and we have Elohim, the creator of everything. Mm-hmm. He's who we need to know. Mm-hmm. And he's who we need to talk about.
Yeah.
And live about. Mm-hmm. Dream about. Joseph dreamed. Got him in trouble. But he dreamed about it. He talked about it. He suffered for it. And it came out good at the end. It had a, God had a plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God had a plan.
So we're done.
Oh, we are done.
You know that?
But no, we gotta pray first.
We gotta pray.
Gotta pray first.
He's like, so
Luke, are you
so
pray
you're
for
done.
Us? Come back, Luke. We need you to pray for us.
Oh my.
Okay. I love you.
So.